Sally Jenkins got elected president of the Flame-Ons, the women's auxiliary arm of our volunteer fire department. South End is the last place on the island with a volunteer station. All three other stations have paid firefighters. Sally and her fellow Flame-Ons have their hair on fire over this slight, and they vow to take up arms over it with the fire commissioners, all men, all of who live up north where they keep the manned units in case they themselves need mouth-to-mouth, or so Sally opines. When I debarked the turnip truck here on the South End back in 1977, every station was a VFD. I guess us homesteaders were just happy even to have volunteers. The cops went home after midnight and the closest hospital or clinic was 40 miles away. If you moved here expecting CPR in 3 minutes or less after your heart attack, well, you had a for sale sign up on your yard, PDQ. And believe me, there were plenty left. Sally is one of the new breed of immigrants. She figures we're living in the past and it's high time we stepped into the 21st century. Maybe she's right. We pay the same taxes as our pampered neighbors to the north, and we got the same incidence of medical emergencies. But I'm still not one of those who's all that hot and bothered, even though I'm getting old and decrepit and more likely to need that CPR. The volunteer fire department represents rural to me, I guess. Neighbors helping neighbors, not hiring it out. Sally says I won't feel that way when I need an ambulance some midnight dreary, and I know she's right, but self-reliance is one of the last things I want to let go of. You know, maybe next to my heartbeat.